looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
At 14 past three, there are tens of thousands of Australians stranded overseas, as we mentioned. Now, yesterday on the program, Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said the figure could be as high as 100,000. That's bringing one of those Aussies who can't get home despite numerous attempts. Now, Trevor Bowditch is from Sydney. And months ago, Trevor went to the UK to attend his father's funeral, and he's still there. Trevor is on the line this afternoon. Trevor, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good day, Jim.
You must be terribly frustrated. I mean, what have you been told by authorities?
Well, pretty much what we know, that we're in a big queue waiting to get home. There's a huge backlog of us over here, and many cities all over the world at the moment. And people's flights have been repeatedly bumped and bumped and bumped. Department of Foreign Affairs have kind of offered some support, and I know they've got a team at Heathrow at the moment trying to help people, but realistically they're not actually doing anything because the caps are still in place. The decision that we've had this morning to lift them a little bit is a good start, but I wonder if it's really going to be enough to try and get all of us home before Christmas.
How many attempts have you made, Trevor, to get home?
Well, I'm meant to be flying next Friday, and that'll be, if that gets cancelled again, that'll be the third time that my seat's been cancelled. I've been here nearly 3 months now. I knew it was tricky when I came over here to see my father. He was dying, and I knew it was going to be tricky in these current conditions trying to get back to Australia, but never envisaged that it would be as problematic as this.
There's been talks about price gouging from the airlines. What sort of fare have you been sort of had to pay?
Well, I'm still on my original return ticket at the moment, which has been cancelled a couple of times, like I said. The people have been offered business class seats. This seems to be what the airlines are doing. To make it financially viable for them to operate the flights, they are bumping people from the economy seats at the expense of buying business seats. Quite often they're like $8,000, $10,000 and upwards for a single flight from London through to Sydney, which for most people is out of their price range. Unless you've got the money to throw at that, it just means you're stranded and then you get bumped and you get put to the back of the queue again. Some people have been bumped five or six times. It's crazy.
So how's your family back here coping? I mean, as you said, it's been months. How are they holding up?
Yeah, look, okay. I mean, it puts a huge mental strain, a mental, financial strain on everyone involved in the situation. I mean, especially with a situation like myself, where I've travelled back for compassionate reasons, for bereavement. What I really needed to do was to go back to my family, to my wife and my children, so that we could be together after like an event like this. And to find yourself stranded, to find yourself being away from the love and support of your family just when you need them the most is an awful thing. My wife's really missing me. My kids are missing me. You know, I need to get back to them, to my job. It's terrible. And there seems to be some sort of conception in Australia that the overseas citizens at the moment, you know, we should have came back when we were told to, and it's our own fault that we're in this situation. And that couldn't be further from the truth. There's so many people in my situation and other people that maybe couldn't travel earlier because of medical or financial reasons. There's a whole load of us that really need the Australian government to help us and get us home at the moment.
Well, Trevor, we're going to stay in touch with you, and hopefully, fingers crossed, you get on that flight next week.
Yeah, fingers crossed, Jim. I can't wait. We need to get back to our families. We're missing our footy. We're missing the country that we love. We just can't wait to get back home, mate.
We look forward to having you home. Trev, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Lovely. Thanks, Jim. All the best.
That's Trevor Bowditch in the UK. He's one of the many Australians desperate to return home.